Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Amy Stromer, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is The Time I Found a Rat in the Barbecue and Screamed So Loudly My Dead Grandma Heard Me. After a steamy summer day in Sonoma County, California, the air cooled as evening approached. I looked up from the kitchen sink to gaze at the majestic redwoods that lined our property. Those trees marked the edge of our land and the beginning of our neighbor's massive yard, displaying a variety of fruit trees and gorgeous flowers. The beauty was contrasted by my grumbling swear words as I washed a never-ending supply of dishes. Why can't anyone else in this house do dishes? Broken arms? Allergic to water? Trying to make me crazy? Note to self, check the security cameras for evidence that my family is plotting against me. I glanced at my watch, and all my angry dishes thoughts disappeared because it was 5 o'clock. An angelic humming entered my head. 5 o'clock is a socially appropriate hour to open a bottle of wine, especially as a stay-at-home mom. 5 o'clock also means dinner prep. The menu featured steaks that night. Because hydration is vital to sustaining life, I carried my wine with me to start the barbecue. I opened the white French doors and sauntered across the redwood deck to the built-in barbecue. I placed my glass on the gray flagstone counter to the right of the grill and swung open the lid. A primal scream erupted from my mouth as I slammed the grill lid down. Oh my God! There is a rat in the barbecue! The beady eyes, pointy teeth, and slithery gray tail etched an unforgettable picture in my brain. At that moment, still innocent of other rat horrors to come on our property, I thought, what the fuck? Can I even cook on this thing now, or should we just buy a new one? After some detective work, I realized the possible source of the problem. The built-in barbecue contained a removable back panel that was missing. This panel opened to the edge of the property where only wild animals dwelled. It made perfect sense that the rats would jump in the barbecue from that open panel to get away from the rain, enjoy a tasty snack of burned steak bits, and plot ways to achieve rat world domination. Closing that panel solved the problem for many years, and our barbecue remained rat-free. It was safe once again for me to open the grill with my hands and not the handle of a 10-foot push broom. Then one day, my middle daughter, who had just learned how to start the barbecue, headed out to light it up, proud of her new responsibility. I heard a scream and a slamming of the grill. A flood of rat PTSD engulfed me. I found her hyperventilating and pointing and sputtering, "A rat! A rat! A rat! A rat!" I hoped that she was not broken forever because she was way past her warranty period. I comforted her as best I could and provided a buttload of empathetic words because I have to say, the shock of finding a rat in the barbecue will haunt me forever. We are bonded by our rat trauma. Perhaps we should form a support group. Have you seen a rat in your barbecue and almost peed your pants? You are not alone. The solution for the rat barbecue problem this time was going to be harder to solve. I had mistakenly guessed that the panel had just fallen off. When I climbed onto the counter next to the barbecue and looked in the back, to my shock, the panel was still attached. How were those little demons getting in? I did envision them building a little rat tower from the ground to the handle like performers from the Cirque du Soleil, swinging open the lid and jumping in. Standing on the grill, they raised their little rat fists up to our kitchen window and said, "We're back, bitches!" Luckily, we found a solution. We decided to sell the house and move back to San Diego. Well, not because of the rat barbecue, of course, but the timing was optimal for us. Boxes stood around our kitchen and dining room in various states of packing. I told my husband that we should just disclose the rat mystery in the realtor paperwork. I think we wrote something like, "You live in the country now. There are rats. Good luck." I do hope the new owners are enjoying the property, though the other day while sipping wine on my rat-free patio in San Diego, I think I heard a faint scream from the north just around dinner time. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.